Hi, I'm John Hilliard, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com, and I'm here with Paul Kervan with the Business Continuity Institute for a new series of podcasts we're doing on best practices for data protection and disaster recovery. So, Paul, would you like to just tell our readers a little bit about the BCI and a little bit of background about them?
Sure. Thanks, John. Thanks for inviting us into the podcast. The Business Continuity Institute was formed in 1994 by a number of people over in England who felt strongly that there ought to be a professional organization of some kind that addressed not only technology disaster recovery, but eventually business continuity, which evolved out of disaster recovery. The Institute has over 5,000 members worldwide in about 90-plus countries. And I'm a member of the United States chapter, the USA chapter of the BCI. And there's about 8 chapters of the Institute around the world. And those are mostly organized in geographic regions such as Canada, the U.S., various countries in Europe, China, Japan, and in the Pacific Rim. So the organization puts on conferences and a number of training activities, as well as providing professional accreditation. So it's a fairly busy organization.
Great. Well, just to kick off the podcast series, we're going to talk a little about business continuity and disaster recovery planning, and just the importance of doing that and taking those considerations in advance of a disaster striking a company. The first issue I want to touch base with you about would be one of the biggest challenges we hear from our readers about selling business continuity and disaster recovery planning to management is that, you know, that even though there are all these issues and emergencies that happen, it doesn't seem like people really take this issue as seriously as they might otherwise take it. I was curious as to what is driving that? Why aren't people taking business, disaster recovery management more seriously?
Well, somehow over the years, business continuity and disaster recovery have acquired the reputation of being investments with minimal or no return. I'm still trying to figure those things out myself. But, for example, it's not uncommon for organizations to make significant investments in programs and plans that may never actually be used. There's a concern about making investments in something that may never be used, and that is a real issue. But then again, you can make the claim that companies buy insurance to protect them. Shouldn't business continuity perhaps be considered a type of insurance? But aside from that, disaster recovery evolved from the IT world, and as such, it is, even to this day, still perceived as an IT activity, although it can very easily reside in other departments in the organization, such as an audit function, a risk management function, a part of a management department or whatever. But business continuity then evolved from disaster recovery, and it differentiates from disaster recovery in that it takes a larger, more holistic view of the entire enterprise, the entire organization, not just systems, networks, data, and people, as disaster recovery would do. Now, both disaster recovery and business continuity are important business activities. We have kind of an interesting dilemma, because business continuity professionals are rarely both experts in the profession and salespeople. So we're good at what we do, but we're not necessarily good at making that known to the right people in an organization. And our difficulties selling business continuity and disaster recovery is probably one reason that we have difficulty getting senior management to agree to business continuity and disaster recovery programs.
Just curious, say you get the meeting in front of management, what are the issues that you want to address with them? What are the most important things you want to kind of raise with them about disaster recovery planning?
once you've been able to get an audience, if you will, with a senior executive or a group of senior executives, perhaps a steering group or something like that, business continuity professionals have to fully understand the organization, how it operates, the risks that the organization faces, vulnerabilities that may exist both internally and externally, and the organization's fundamental strengths and weaknesses. Business continuity people need to be able to communicate that knowledge to senior management, and they have to be able to do that in such a way that management can acknowledge and accept the risks that exist, as well as the potential remedies that are available to them, such as through a business continuity activity. And once they accept this, they ought to be better prepared to approve of investments in business continuity and disaster recovery activities. So there, you know, the senior management has to be aware of that risks exist, threats and vulnerabilities exist, and that they, management, are ultimately responsible for ensuring that the organization can, what I like to call, anticipate, prevent, mitigate, and recover from unplanned events. And the better we as business continuity professionals are able to help senior management understand those situations, you know, the better our chances are of getting our programs approved.
Are there any overlaps with other aspects of business where business continuity and disaster recovery can be addressed in a streamlined manner?
Well, one of the things I've learned over the years is that when you present business continuity to management, you got to make sure that it's defined in the context of the entire organization. Don't be too focused on just one piece of it, or don't be too focused on just perhaps the IT organization or whatever. It's also important to align business continuity with what we would call governance, risk, and compliance, or GRC, activities, because these particular activities, among others, are also the responsibility of senior management. And again, this is one of the situations that sometimes doesn't happen with business continuity. Governance, risk, and compliance are recognized and accepted by and large by senior management. So business continuity probably needs to position itself as a fourth issue to address, along with governance, risk, and compliance. Now, at some point in time, an unplanned disruptive event will probably occur, and governance, risk, and compliance activities will not necessarily be able to respond to such an incident, whereas a business continuity program will be able to respond. So that's why we like to think that business continuity is yet another important part of the overall governance, risk, and compliance activity.
Okay, putting aside management for a second, how do you get other stakeholders involved with this, say, like the company's IT department?
Well, one of the things that seems to work, if you can make it happen, is to somehow get people throughout the organization thinking about business continuity, and what we like to think of it as embedding business continuity into the corporate culture of the organization. Most organizations, you know, regardless of whether they're 2 or 3 people or 100,000 people, have some sort of fundamental culture in terms of how the company operates and how people interact with each other. So given that, business continuity professionals really need to reach out to all corners of the enterprise, and especially enterprise management team members. Now, doing this requires not only outreach to internal management, but also, and probably just as importantly, to external stakeholders such as investors and key vendors. Now, business continuity professionals really need to have a clear, concise message about the risks facing the enterprise and, you know, stepping forward, how a business continuity program can prevent, mitigate, and recover the enterprise from disruptive events. Now, if we take that from a technology perspective, a business continuity professional's message can include and should specify proactive measures in place that protect and recover critical systems and data. But ultimately, business continuity people really need to be a visible, active, engaged part of the enterprise so that they can continually send out and reinforce the message that business continuity is an important part of the organization and its culture.
Well, thanks again, Paul. I appreciate you taking the time to speak to us for this podcast. And again, that's Paul Kirvan of the Business Continuity Institute. Thanks again, Paul.
My pleasure. Thank you, John.
Take care. And again, I'm John Hilliard, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchDataBackup.com. For more information about disaster recovery and other data protection information, please visit our website. Thanks again, and take care.